We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Maisha Chaney. Maisha, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I can't complain at all.
Sounds great. You have written a book. Tell us about this book.
It's Hiding Behind the Lipstick, and it's all about helping women discover their true self, that in life we become so many things to so many people that we lose the essence of who we are. So we start to hide behind things. So we use the metaphor of makeup to illustrate how women start to hide behind their career, behind money, behind their family, behind religion, their success, and that they just need to get in touch with who they are at the depth of their being.
Why write a book?
Well, for me, I wanted to be able to reach so many more people. I'm limited as one person to whom I can influence and even reach. So the book is an extension of the message that I teach and what I believe. So I wrote the book as a means to get to people that I can never touch with my physical being.
How has being on Preachers of LA changed your life? Or has it changed your life?
It has to a certain degree, because it's allowed me to meet so many people that I might not have met otherwise. It has enlarged my territory to a certain degree, and made it very easy for me to go in different markets and talk to women and help them in their various issues in life. And so it has been a blessing for me and my family to be a part of the show.
Did you think, it's a very popular show, when you first signed on with your husband, did you think, Pastor Wayne Chaney, did you think it would be as popular as it is?
I didn't know that the faith-based market was not, it was untapped at the time. And I knew that if there were Christians that were like me across this country, they would love to see pastors on television. Like, what else can we sit down and watch that is relevant to what we deal with every week, going to church and our community? So I had an inclination that it would definitely do what it was supposed to do and what God intended for it to do, just because it was the first of its kind.
How hard is it being a first lady?
Being a first lady can be challenging. I mean, you spend a lot of time by yourself. It's very hard in a lot of ministries to really open up and find people that understand your world. It is one that has a lot of expectations. A lot of people have needs and pull on you. So, but for me, it's been rewarding in that I've learned what I'm willing to do, what I'm not willing to do, what fits me. And I've been able to use the position as a means to just reach people and just be human and normal and godly to the best of my ability. So it has its downside and its upside.
Do you think there should be a Preacher's Wives of LA?
They tried it. I just think that it was hard for people to see their pastor's wives initially, because there were like two or three shows that actually they tried to have the pastor's wives. But I think women can be in their feelings sometimes, and we're full of energy and we like to connect and we like to talk. And sometimes that could be misinterpreted when the right people aren't telling the story. So I think pastor's wives, it's an interesting group. And if cameras happen to follow them at another point in life, it would still be interesting to me.
It looks as if Preach LA was a huge success. Let's talk about Preach LA. And you had your moment there on Preach LA. How did it make Maisha Chaney feel when you were all prepared to sing and then things just go wrong, things that you didn't even anticipate? What was your feeling there?
Well, it was hard because I'm always trying to be sensitive to God. And I'm the one that will fail, okay? I will stand up with no words, no message, nothing, and say, God, if you want me to speak, tell me what I'm supposed to say. So when the event happened and everything was going wrong, I looked at it as, God, are you trying to give me a sign that maybe this is not the direction I need to go? So what was heartbreaking to me wasn't just that it went wrong or embarrassment or people setting me up or all those kinds of things. It was, God, did I miss you in this? Am I going a direction that is not pleasing to you? And you've allowed these things to happen to humble me or to put me back in the proper place. And so that wrestling produced, I think, a greater level of, like, anxiety. And it was just one of those times where you just get caught in the moment, and it just is what it is.
How important was that talk that Dietrich had with you? How important was that talk to you to get you to go back on stage?
I mean, I thought it was really good because he definitely knows. He's been out on the road, venues all across the world, and things just go wrong. And sometimes you just have to eat it. So it was helpful to me because I knew for a fact he was speaking from experience.
What do you like doing best between singing and recording, writing a book, or just being the first lady? What has your passion?
You know, I really think if I had to choose one, it would probably be singing. And the reason why I say that is I just turned 32 years old. And as far as I can remember, I've been singing. So it's like a part of me. It's like another leg or something. Whereas the other things kind of developed as I grew up. So they haven't been with me as long as singing has. And it's the one gift that if you took everything away in this world that you would have as long as you were alive. Whereas everything else is kind of dependent on the church or dependent on publishers or dependent on content. Singing is something that I can just do no matter where I'm at and bring some sort of healing or entertainment to the people that are around me.
Bishop Noel Jones, a lot of folks are talking about Bishop Noel Jones and his relationship. And I noticed you have not weighed in on it as much as some other pastors, or one other pastor has weighed in on it because they go back and forth. But what's your thought about he and his relationship with his friend?